We want to thank you for stopping by to be with us today, as we're having a service. It's Sunday here, but it may be another day where you are, but that doesn't make any difference, because God is so totally aware of everything. He knows everything about you and about us, and He loves us. Brother Freedom is here, and he's always excited about the move of the Holy Spirit, and we're believing for the move of the Holy Spirit today, where we are, and where you are too, and time can't bother it, because the Holy Spirit can work through time. God created time anyway, and He's the boss over time, and we want Him to be our boss, because He's the best boss that there is. And so we're going to turn this living room and this house over for the use of God right now, and we're going to trust that God's going to touch Brother Freedom and you too. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your wonderful love. We thank you for all the exciting new vistas and things that are happening that we can't explain, and you've said that we're not even to try to figure it out. So, Lord, we just turn everything over to you and trust you, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, the wonderful Holy Spirit. And, Father, we thank you for you yourself. You're so wonderful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your great helps. Many times you bring healing to our way, and we thank you. And I thank you what you've done for me this morning. I thank you that how I hurt, and you told me what I could do for it and quit hurting. I'm so thankful that you didn't heal me. You could have healed me, but you told me what to do, and I feel good, and I do feel good right now. And Lord, I know that you're that all-seeing God. There's probably not very many people in the world that knows what I'm talking about. But I mean, I've done a lot of strange things when you told me, and I'll probably keep doing those strange things as you tell me to. And still people will not understand, but they don't have to understand. I need just for you to do your will, to be obedient to whatever you say. Lord, I don't look for logic. I look for reasons. I look for your direction. I look on your callings. And I thank you every day for your assignments that you give so special, so holy, so righteous. And like you told me that one day, that woman, have a good day, and how her life would change. Because I just said exactly what you told me. Lady, have a good day. Lord, I know when we follow you to the last degree, and that's what the Holy Spirit is about upon earth this day, that we would listen to intentions of the mighty call from heaven. And it would not be a light obligation, but it would be a heavy calling. And you might say, most people say, well, there's not much to it. We start off always small, and you take the small things and develop them as that lady. Have a good day, and 2 weeks later, her whole life changed. And things like this are so wonderful to me. Lord, I look for the simple things anyway. I look for the, like you told me today, what to do. I'm not going to tell nobody, but it's just you. I'm real comfortable right now, and I'm okay, because you told me what to do. And Father, I'm just so pleased with you. I'm so thankful for your unction, that you give us the unction to function, the day we're living in. And Father, we know that our friends, our even our believers around, can't understand this sometimes, because they say we're too far out. And Father, I know there's a day when they're going to appreciate those who have that calling. Because I believe those who have that heavy calling are going to know without a few hours that you're coming. And this morning, I thought you was coming. And Lord, I believe that you're coming very soon. And I pray for those people that have that unction over the world today. If you're out there over and many feel alone, here, Brother Freedom is with you. The eye of the Lord, His eyes over the righteous. And I'm not righteous. I want all of you to know that I am nothing. I am nothing. I am nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm nothing special. Any one of you could do better probably than me. But the thing is, I've done it, and you haven't done it yet. You might have done a better job than I've done, but at least I've went forth, and I've done the best I can do. There's many of you that could have been a better job than I've done, but I've done my best. I've made mistakes, but I thank you that God's been with me. His Spirit's upon me, and He loves us. He leads us. He makes His face to shine upon us. And He loves us in such a way that we say, Lord, I trust you I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. And Father, we just pray for this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I truly believe this morning I was really felt the Lord was coming. I just, He was so close. The Lord took me to Haggai, the first chapter. And I'd like to read a few things, but there's a word here that says it twice. And that's probably the name of this text. It's, "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." And I believe if I had a text, I don't have a text. I don't know nothing, really, unless the Lord helps me. But I would say, consider your ways. I'm talking to myself also. Brother Freedom, consider your ways. Consider what you're doing. Consider where you're going. And with this, I would like to add, alive unto God, dead unto sin. But this is not happening. The people are alive unto sin and very dead unto God. And I'm going to prove some things very quickly that God's going to let us know that this is true. Out there today, if you are a dear person, please consider your ways. Consider what you've been taught. Consider where you've come from. Consider what's happening to you. Those things, the Spirit of God can lead you in all truth, and when you walk in the Spirit, you're listening to Him. But in this preparation, we all are mandated by the Spirit of God to consider our steps. We're the ones responsible. I was responsible for the day that God takes me home. Hopefully I've done enough things that I might be justified by faith. Because faith will justify you. It says, therefore be justified by faith. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ the Lord. We want to be a rising star for God that shines brilliantly and brightly until He comes to the clouds of glory. And through the eons of time, we don't want to be just in heaven as a spectator. We want to do God's, we want to please Him. And that pleasing is what we have to start engaging ourselves in the latter part of our lives. It's here for a short moment because it's that moment of time is going to soon be still. And we won't have time no longer to make decisions. You right today, you have time to make a decision. You got a time to think, to appreciate, be thankful to God. And if you haven't been, you need to consider your ways that you might change, that you might be more open to the will of God. If you're sort of a child in the Lord, I'd like to commend you to be more open, more looking to what He wishes for you. Not so strong-headed you think you know it all, but you're waiting upon some advice from the Lord. And you will receive it with gladness. This next scripture is where America's at. Ye have so much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. That's where we are. Ye clothe you, but there is no warmth. This is really serious. You know, the Lord's also spoke to me just in the last couple of weeks that we may be in a land very shortly with deficiencies. We may end up not enough food. We may end up with a nation without enough gasoline, actually. And there's a lot of things that we depend on, so we take for granted that our grocery stores will have bread, commodities, but if we was to go a week, 2 weeks, without any of these things, we'd all be saying, ouch. We'd all be crying to the Lord. And we should be. But I believe we're living in that kind of days that these things can't happen very rapidly, very suddenly, and they'll be upon us before we can even say jack scat. We need to really think heartily on the ways of God. God speaking, O church, arise. My people, look to me. Come, my church. My church is not coming, said the Spirit of God. My church is very distant. My church is not looking for my coming. They're looking for the things that's temporal upon the earth. They're looking for the feast days. They're looking for their refreshments at parties, all the dainty things, the lavish cars, all the decking, the round tires is talked about in Isaiah. All the things are so what the eyes have seen, and the eyes desire, and the eyes lust for it. They're going to be where those are not there. And when it's depleted, all ye people, will you have enough faith to stand then? Will you be able to stand the times when it gets leanness? When there is no water, when there is no food, when there is no warmth, in that time when it's too hot, where will you be, old man or woman? You must realize these things are coming to pass. I say this nation is facing judgment already. I say there's many floods. There's many tornadoes. My hands at work all the time, and men does not see it. They've seen the death. They've seen all the things that take place, but they do not link it to the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't link it to the power of God. They don't link to things from heaven. They got saying, it's Mother Nature. Father God has all these things under control. And He controls the element. He controls our thinking. He controls beyond what we can say this day. I pray that you'd bless this day, Father. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. I feel the Spirit here so heavily. We're living in a time when the next scripture, it says, he that earneth wages puts them into a bag of holes. We're right at that day. Next scripture, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. I'm seeing something that's not really pleasing. I'm seeing our nation's had so much, so long, and this could be taken in a moment, taken in a today. And where would we be? And there would be a lot of people struggling. There would be a lot of deaths. There would be a lot of people that will miss the way. But we need to be alive unto God. You people out there that claim you go to church, I guess you go to church, and you go to church, but claim to be a real good Christian, how much time do you spend a day, just think about what you're doing, how much time a day do you really seek the Lord? How much time do you read the Word? How much time do you have in helping others? How much time do you do in with a helping hand? These are a little bit of evidence of our lifestyles. And our lifestyle reads very vividly of what we are. There's many of us that live in our nice homes, and we just live in our home. We go to church. We really don't pray for the sick. We don't do a lot of the things that we don't visit the prisons. We don't do a lot of things that the Lord said we're responsible for. We don't help the blind. We don't help the deaf. We don't help the lowly. And these are our parts of our what it's about. God says, consider your ways. We're pretty much real selfish people. We pretty much is our own texts. We're pretty much in our own church. And our church is directed by a group of regulators that regulate the decisions for the churches. And I don't know whether these regulations, how godly they are. Because God is spirit. And God is truth. And the Holy Ghost is real. And He is the only one that is able to give us the strength that we need for this hour. I don't care where you go, where you enter in. If you go into a church and they're not led by the Spirit of God, you need to get out of it. You need to get out very fast because God's coming soon. And you need to come and seek the one that can qualify you. And I don't know what, no other that can qualify you by the Holy Spirit. Now, I've been following the leadership of the Holy Spirit for about 30-some years. And all the places that I've gone, that I was not welcome. So, and the Lord told me, the Holy Spirit, that He was not welcome either. They liked me just as long as I paid my tithes, as long as I would do what they told me to do. But any time that I started to tell them some great blessing that God, they got silent. They walked out. And this happens continually. And God sees these actions. God sees these problems. You might say you're going to hide under your church. But where is your church going to be when God's not in your church? Old man, old woman, where are you going to be when your church fails you? You know, I went to the Rock. The churches many years ago didn't like me. Really, they didn't. They thought I was too inquisitive, that I wanted too much for church. So I decided to go to the source. I bypassed my churches because I was not qualified in my church. So I went directly and started praying and seeking God. I did that for about 7 to 8 years, praying every day. Every time I got a chance, I prayed. I prayed. And after that, God came in my life. And then after he came in my life, he told me that he had a plan for me. I told him that I would go to Bible school. He says, no, you won't go to Bible school. I'm going to teach you myself. So I'm going to let you people, skeptics, know in America, all the world, that Brother Freedom was taught by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost never missed. Every day of my life, I had a new thought, a new scene. Every day, God would speak to my heart. This day, when this day is over, you're going to be up here, and I'd be there. And through this day, when I say stop, you stop, and I've been there. And you pray this day that this life will be changed, and I've been there. I've seen the mighty hand of God go for years. This went on. So God's telling me today that I am qualified by the Spirit of God, and I'm speaking very directly right now to those people in this land that don't believe that God's God. I'll guarantee you that He is everything. He never misses. He's always there. He's always ready. And I feel the glory of God come into my life in a very powerful way this moment. And God's here to restore. He's here to uplift you. He's here to encourage you. But you need to consider your ways. The Holy Ghost is the leader of your church. He is the leader. I don't care how many council members you got, how many assistant pastors and all you have. The Holy Ghost is the Holy God. He is the leader. Because that's what God says. And God knows what He's doing. You might say He doesn't, but you're going to stand before Him very shortly. And will you be able to stand in the name of Jesus? Will you be able to stand in that day? As in Luke, will you be able to stand in the presence of Jesus? It takes the Holy One in you to be able to meet what's coming. God's coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. He says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. God is coming. Where's my people? My people are out in the deserts. My people are out having fun. My people are full of the marketing places. They have all the dignitaries. They have all the dainties. They have all the right qualifications that qualify them by man's standards, by men's schedules. But all this is in vain with the Lord. God does not have to have men's standards to produce a church. He has the Holy Word. Read the Word. The Word will set you free. This Word is truth. That's where I learned from. This Word is truth. The Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. That meant that I could actually call upon God, and He would answer me. I found that out. And I could understand Him when He talked. It's easier to hear Him than it is people. People get confused from me, and I get a little confused from them. But I don't never get confused from the Lord. Makes Himself known. And this is getting to be such a differences that Brother Freedom is going to start preaching out about the Spirit of God. And how you've offended the Lord thy God. And how the Lord is your shepherd. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. There'll be a time when you're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And you're not going to have the comforter. You're not going to have the presence of God. In the past, God was merciful. And He let the pastors come down and comfort you, and He says all's well. But we still don't know they're standing in heaven today. We have not get there. We haven't seen the other side yet. So there may be a lot that's in the gray area. The gray area. You know, you don't really know. I don't want to live in the gray area. I want to live in the holy area. I want to live in His presence. And that means being alive to the things of God. When God speaks to me, all attention is on Him. When He speaks a word, I say, Lord, I'll shut everything else off. I live this land like everybody else, but He's first. He's the one that's the great I am. He is the one that has all power. He has all leadership. We've given people so much leniency all these years. We've told them that they could just accept Jesus as a personal Savior, which is right. But we stopped right there. Actually, we made sin legal. That's what we've done. And sin's not legal. You know, I sin. But I have to come daily and make restitution. I have to come daily and say, Lord, forgive me. I have to come daily if my attitude gets wrong. But a lot of people are just going around and around like the children of Israel. Around for 40 years. And you're still coming up with the same thing that you started up when you first started. So I guarantee you today you need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need that witness within you and cause great things to happen. You know, I was going to tip a can over here a couple years ago. And at that very second, I thought it was, life was over. I thought come to my mind, why did I come up on this steep hillside? I could have done better because I thought I had a few more years from the Lord. But it was at that point, I thought it was all over with. But in an instant, God spoke to me, straighten up. And I straightened up. And I felt the unction of God come down in my being, and He supernaturally took me out of that place. That cat should have tipped over, went down that hill, just rolling and tumbling. But God's mighty hand, I know, supported it. God is real. He's everywhere perfect. He's everywhere to behold the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. Jesus is coming back through the clouds of glory. And where is men? Where is women? Where is our children? We don't teach our children. The children out here are going around like zombies. They're going around without no direction. They're lost. But God can't force them. And that's where America is today. You're a clan. You're in questionable conditions. Consider your way, because God's coming back soon. If you're ready, He's going to have a glorious blessing for you. If you miss it, it's going to be a sad, sad day. You wish you would have considered your ways, because when that day comes, you will not be able to reverse anything. What you said, it stops. Your thoughts stop. In Revelation, it says it in the last chapter of Revelation. At that time when it happened, you'll not be able to change what you speak. You'll not be able to change anything. We must consider our ways to help us not to get into that predicament that we're not real serious about our directions. We're not serious about where we're headed. And I wish today, when God wishes today, that His people would wake up. I hear of revivals all the time, but God wants to revive you every day of your life. He wants to set you on fire from the very crown of your head, the very soul of feet, that you will not wonder. You're on fire for God. God, where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. And there's no question that you don't have to question God, because it's so. I pray that God will bless this day. If you out there today have lost your way, you need to call upon God. And consider what God has for you. Consider that He can give you a new hope. And consider that He can give you a new direction. Consider that He can make your life over for you, that you might walk upright before Him in His blessing. And you might be a child of God. You know, all of God's children are going to go home to Him. So if you're not really a true child of God, you need to say, Lord, I want to be your child. I want to walk in your Spirit. I want to walk in your directions. I want to walk in the shade of thy umbrella, thy mighty hand. I want to walk under thy power. I want to walk under thy direction. Right now I see a vision. And I see Jesus standing mighty. His eyes were ready. And His garments were so bright. He's coming soon. Prepare the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Prepare America. Prepare world. Jesus is coming. The Holy Ghost is here to send forth the church home to Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? Prepare. Prepare. Jesus is coming, saith the Spirit of God. Father, we just praise you this day. We pray that you'll bless all these people. We pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of these ones. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I've already seen the vision of Jesus. He was just ready to take off. He might come tonight.